So what is this, day what of the, I don't know if it's day three, day four. I don't know what day it is of the, Corona, COVID-19, what is it, social distancing proclamation. Yeah. And oh yeah, this is the, sarcastically speaking about now stuff podcast. Still sass. But we're speaking about stuff.
You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners. Here we go.
Playing to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Out doing the walk the dog, lay down the podcast maneuver that I've grown so much affection of doing. I love how I stretched my words out there because I didn't really know what the fuck I was going to say. But yeah, man, COVID-19, man, this is for real world we're living in, guys. Incredibly surreal. I saw somebody post on Facebook, can somebody tell me what day it is? I've kind of lost track. I don't really know. And I completely get that. It's almost like days don't have feelings now when you're quarantined at home for 2 weeks. What are they supposed? I mean, of course they're not going to feel like anything. Every day's a day off. Well, not for everybody. Not for your boy, me. And I'm pretty sure thousands of other healthcare workers. So yeah, I mean, this shit's, I'm not telling you anything you probably don't even already know or heard, but the shelter at home proclamation came down a couple days ago. I mean, this whole thing just, every day you wake up and you expect to see another development, man. Like right now I'm walking the streets, I'm walking my dog, and there's nobody out here on the streets. It's weird. It's almost like the Bird Box, that movie. You know, I rewatched that to fucking freak myself out. But I'd never heard of a shelter at home order. To which all the counties, I mean, I think it was Sacramento County that did it first. And, you know, I think San Francisco and Berkeley and then San Joaquin. And all I know is the county that I live in, Solano County, is one of the last ones to do it. And it was a whole big political thing. They didn't want to do it. They wanted to wait, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is the reason that we're fucking doing this is they want to flatten out the infection curve. And I get, because more and more people are being infected, you know, daily. I guess on the East Coast, like, in a two-day period, they had like 2,000 confirmed cases. Now, and I'm going to say this too. I work in a hospital, but I'm not a doctor. That's actually one of my bits. I might need to dust that bit off and, you know, add some shit to it in light of all this. But there's all these, I mean, you almost don't know what to believe, expect, or because there's just different ways to look at it. You know, you got one, the fear mongers who are, oh my god, the world's gonna fucking end, the world's gonna fucking end, we're all at home, you know. And then you got the conspiracy theorists who, yeah, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, I know what's going on here. Oh, I know, this is the government. They're doing this shit to keep Trump down. They couldn't impeach him. They couldn't impeach the motherfucker, right? But so the Dems have banded together with this device and it's fucking up the economy. And Trump had the economy, you know what I'm saying, doing what he was doing. And now these motherfuckers want to do this to Trump. Look, man, I've already let it be known as far as political allegiance or who am I with? Am I Democratic? Am I Republican? Am I conservative? Am I liberal? I like Chris Rock's bit back in the day, long ago, before he even came to this stance. It was like, hey man, no person is all one thing. Just like no person is all good or no person is all bad. You're a person. And you just got actions that dictate who you are minute to minute, you know, day by day, hour by hour. It's the things that you do at that time. And I guess the same should be able to be said for, as far as politically in that same vein. In that road of rocks, I say, look, some things I'm conservative about, some things I'm liberal about. It's like, when it comes to what is it, prostitution, he's liberal. When it comes to his money, he's conservative. And that's what I've said at this point, man. I don't give a shit who's in charge. I'll put it right out there. I want the person in charge that's going to let me keep the most amount of my fucking money. If it's 45, I'll bring him on. At this point, I don't care. We can't put this all on him. Yeah, there's probably steps to take he could have taken, but maybe not. All I know is this is where we're at. Doesn't make a difference who you're following, man. Doesn't make a difference, motherfucker. Doesn't make a difference if you're Democrat, Republican, conservative, or liberal. Biden supporter, Trump supporter, man. COVID-19 don't give a fuck about all that shit. If you need to put all that petty bickering on the shelf and try to come together to fucking save the dude at this point, not to save our planet, but do something. Because this shit's real now. Not that it wasn't before, but like every day is another level of it. Started out with the toilet paper. People started hoarding toilet paper. And please, can somebody please, please, please explain to me what the fuck that was all about to begin with? Because that's what started this shit. People hoarding toilet paper, though. Shit, the end of the world's happening. What's the first fucking thing that I need to get that I know I'm going to need? Toilet paper. And I remember I saw a guy like 2 or 3 weeks ago up in the grocery store, you know, grabbing his two grocery carts full of toilet paper. I'm like, what the fuck is that guy doing? Like, okay, and then, you know, and slowly but started to see what it was all about. You know, go on Facebook, you start to see the memes. You know, something like, who even really watches the news? Most people get their news from the palm of their fucking hand via their phone, via Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Everybody, that's where they get their most of their fucking news from. So you see the memes about toilet paper, all right, whatever. So people start to hoard toilet paper. And then they're like, well, shit. If we're hoarding toilet paper, we should probably start buying some other stuff because they're talking about we're going to be quarantined. Well, if we're doing that, then we need to do this. And so it rolled into, what was it, last week? Rolls into the fucking weekend, and more people are off in the weekend. Oh, yeah, and just this, before the weekend even hit, schools were shut down for 2 weeks all across the globe. So now you got kids at home who aren't normally at home. So you got to make sure you got some food. So of course parents are stocking up on the shit. But since then, they might as well buy everything. Dude, that shit ratcheted it up over the weekend. So you went in and shelves were bare. First it was the toilet paper. Now it's everything. Everything. And you're like, fuck. And for me, it didn't totally set in until, you know, I'm like, all right, let me get a couple things, you know. Get some eggs. Oh, no eggs. That's the thing that's fucking with me, man. Because I love eggs. Fucking love them. I eat 4 of them a day for the most part. But not if you can't find them. I'm running out of that. I decided I wanted to fry some chicken for myself. I'm like, all right, let me get some oil. Nope. Went from store to store. Nope. Ended up finding it at the fucking 99 cent store. Didn't have any flour. Store to store. Nope. Where did I find it? At the fucking 7-Eleven. On the window, the door, there's a sign on the door at 7-Eleven. It says, no more free refills don't use the cup for refills due to the COVID. Anytime you put a "the" in front of a disease or malady, it sounds funny to me. It just does. So the COVID. You know, behind that, they're like, hell yeah, nigga, they can't get refills. We're about to get paid. Maybe. Dude, I was in another store, liquor store, which I keep telling myself, I need to probably just buy a case of my vaulted, my favorite beer. That's Old English 800. Smooth. Shout out to Old English. You need to get at your boy. I've been a valued customer of your product for years. I think it only makes sense that I could be a pitch man for you. I'm just saying. Old English 800. Smooth. Man, I don't know. Why the fuck am I not in voiceover work? What is the deal with that? Because I can bring it like this and, you know, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying. Nope. Not in the least. Not in the fucking least, man. You know what I'm saying? How's it going, man? Stop, Flynn. Truth be it known, about this social distancing shit, it's kind of a fucking win if you don't want to be bothered by people. I mean, your family's one thing. You're stuck with them. But, like, look, I'll admit it. I'm a people person. But I'm a people person when I want to be a people person. And as I get older, more and more, it's not very often. I think it's because I work in a people-oriented field. And when I say people, I'm dealing with the public, i.e. hospitals. So yeah, this social distancing shit's pretty dope. You got social distancing. When I say that, think about these cats up in SAC, they're a social distancing showcase. Comics are going live and doing open mics via their house. I haven't checked in on any of them yet. It's a good idea, but you want to get out, get some reps in, but I don't want to feel, it's probably not the same feel as actually going out to a mic. What's funny is like, in a way, this is just giving me another excuse to be like, oh yeah, I was going to get out there, but I haven't. I can't now. And as far as comics, I see a lot of them saying, look, hey, this is the perfect time. Can't work, can't do no work. Might as well start writing, working on scripts, skits, all of that shit. Which is actually a good idea if you're quarantined at home, which I'm fucking not. As far as work goes, I feel like I'm definitely working more now than I was before. And you're hearing all these rumors about, you know, people talking about Trump is going to, well, not people, him. What did he put out there? So he was going to give each and every American $1,000. But then this motherfucker goes up on Twitter and's like, yeah, we're going to disseminate checks to the United States people, but I'm going to check your social media comings and goings. And if it says, if you got a hashtag not my president, I'm not giving you a check. What? Dude, but seeing that, you look at that and you're like, if you didn't know any better, you would look at that and think, that ain't 4-5, that ain't Trump. That's a fake Trump account is what that shit is right there. No way. Nope, it's not. That motherfucker is petty as fuck. Petty than a motherfucker, boy. His ass. So yes, I'm surprised they have not, well, they can't shut his Twitter account down. They can't. He's the president, and he's going to be the president for another 4 years. Get used to it, ladies and gentlemen. Get very fucking used to it, because the shit's happening. So again, COVID-19. He's got us, folks. I don't want to see, that's the thing with this now, is to start sarcastically thinking about something. I don't want to just spend the whole episode, good morning, whole episode, just talking about this stupid, not stupid, this virus that's taken hold. But it's kind of hard when it's reached its tentacles into just about every aspect of your life. Both my kids are home, not working, because they don't have jobs that are essential to the ongoing, you know, societal needs. And I was listening to one of the ICU nurses whose husband is a cop, and she was talking about how, yeah, you know, I think he's a sheriff. But basically, those are the sheriffs, are the ones that handle, like, evictions when they need to evict people. And apparently, they're not fucking with that. The cops aren't fucking with a lot of stuff right now. Because they know, eventually, people are going to start getting desperate. And when people start getting desperate, they do desperate things. I.e. robbing. I.e. killing. Mugging. I mean, I don't think it was a good idea to be going to a store at night. Not during these times. There isn't. You got to stay safe, man. Because... I mean, look at how all the hoarding people did. And I think it's all directly linked to the fact that when, as far as information goes, do we have it? Do we have all the information at a moment's notice? And at a moment's notice, you just start doing shit, and then somebody else sees that person doing something. So then that person's going to do it, and then that person's doing it. And then next thing you know, you don't even know why you started doing the shit in the first place. I don't know where this shit's headed, but it's basically derailed the world for the time being. Sports are, I think, pretty much fucked for the, I mean, they put a wrap on the college basketball. That's over. And that's kind of fucked because, I mean, you got some kid, that was their time to shine, and the NBA draft. And I mean, got the NFL draft. I mean, this is hitting right when the whole sports, our whole section is like starting. You know, you go from March Madness, the NBA, and then you got sprinkled in there the NFL draft, and, you know, NBA finals, NBA draft, tennis, what was it, Wimbledon, US Open, NFL. I mean, the movie industry, they fucking, the Fast and the Furious 9, which didn't need to even really be made, but was for fucking cash grab. But they saw this shit dropping, they're like, yeah, fuck that, we're pushing that back a year. They're like, nah, we dumped too much money in this shit for us to put it out and have nobody be able to go because everything's closed. Ain't got no movie theaters. And people are saying they should just stream it for everybody so they can see it. They're not gonna stream that movie. I mean, I do think they're gonna do that with some things. I mean, well, Netflix is already they are doing that, releasing, like, you know, movie theater quality movies on their streaming service. I just hope, like, you know what would really be a backbreaker? If the internet broke. And I know that sounds ignorant, but dude, if that shit happened, you want to see this place, this place you call the Earth meltdown? Oh shit, it'd be on. It would be on. All right, enough COVID-19 for now. The one big thing that ESPN is like, thank the fucking baby Jesus for NFL free agency, because it gives them something to talk about. It's either, they're either talking NFL free agency, or who are the latest athletes that are infected by the COVID. From what I hear lately, I just said no more COVID talk. But again, like I said, it's reached its tentacles into everything. Who was it that got infected? It was, I think they said two Lakers were infected. Didn't release the names. People are speculating. Pretty sure it's probably LeBron and AD because they don't want their names out there. Right? I believe Smart for the Boston Celtics, he's infected. The Sean Payton, coach of the Saints, he's infected. Kevin Durant and four other players were infected. Kevin Durant just went on and said it. The crazy thing for these athletes is they're infected, but they have no symptoms whatsoever. That's the crazy thing about this thing. It's like, dude, you could be, like right now, you're walking around with people and they could be fucking infected and you know nothing about it. They could be right there in your face and not even showing a single symptom of anything. Good morning. Still operating at full clip, which is why at some point I've heard all the statistics about 70% of us are, I think I'm probably infected right now. Look, I work in a fucking hospital. How could I not be affected? I'm working right around it. I know I'm sick of fucking breathing my own breath via those face masks. But you got to do what you got to do. The NBA season, I think Stern is still, I think originally they suspended the season for 30 days. And then they're going to take a look at it. It's cooked. There's nothing you can do. It's over. But yeah, NFL free agent signings. The biggest NFL free agent signing was obviously our boy. Well, not our boy. Patriots boy. TB12. Tommy Brady. Is now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. What? On one hand, you're like, that shit doesn't even look right. It doesn't even look right. But then you think to yourself, well, shit. On the cusp of what's going on nowadays in the world, fits right on in within this strange place we're living in right now. Guy played, what, 20 seasons with the Patriots? That's six. What is he having? Nine Super Bowl appearances, six rings. And, I mean, he had been flirting with this for a while now. Him, look, you know what? He only signed like a 1-year deal, and people are getting worried about it, and they're like speculating where he's going to. Heard he bought a place in Massachusetts. He's not leaving. Heard he bought a place in California. He's not leaving. And, hey, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. So I'm like, dude, this motherfucker's not going nowhere. Why would you leave? Why would you want to? I mean, do you really think that you're going to have the same level of success that you've had in New England someplace else? Because, dude, you got to know that the marriage between you and Belichick, contentious as it may well be right now, was the reason, I mean, the two of you did so much. And I think that they make comments about it, and I think Belichick, yeah, he's been ready for the dude to leave, because Belichick does, the reason that the Patriots stay on top is he don't just keep people around to keep them around. He jettisons a player like two, three years before their effectiveness is being lost. Like, he can see it. And eventually, of course, it was going to happen to Tommy Brady. Of course it was. But Tommy Brady's like, fuck all that, man. Nah. I mean, they tried it. When they had Pretty Boy Garoppolo there. Tommy's like, look, hey, Mr. Kraft, get that Pretty Boy out of here. I'm still the quarterback of the Patriots. You got that? And Mr. Kraft was like, affirmative, Tommy. And then they trade him to the San Francisco 49ers for like a ham sandwich and a 57th rounder. To which you figure, why would he do that? Why would he just do, because he's doing it to be, because he was pissed off. I think maybe he was doing it as an FU to Kraft. You know? And so then you gotta ask yourself, who the fuck are the Patriots going to start at quarterback next season? Tom Brady's gone. And we know Belichick is one without Brady. He had that year where Brady had a leg injury, a ACL or something, and Matt Castle? Is that who it was? Yeah. They went like 13-3 into the playoffs. Castle goes out, signs a big ass contract with the Chiefs, shits his bed, gets a signing bonus, but it's garbage basically. Because he left the system. Dude, that's even with players. Once the players, like he says, once he jettisons them, a lot of them don't do too much after they leave the Patriots. Same as coaches. They leave, they're plucked off of the Belichick tree. Go to another team. Nah. I mean, I have a hard time even believing like a Belichick disciple, you know, has gone on to a head coaching position. I wonder if any of them have even won more than a playoff game. They've even gotten to the AFC Championship. We know none of them have won Super Bowls. Like I said, they all go on and coach other places. I don't have my stats in front of me to tell you where each one of these guys went, but I mean, off the top of my head, you figure who you get. Romeo Crennel, he's been a couple stops. What's his bill? The Houston Texans head coach, he's won. Most of them are fired or they're coordinators other places. And you still got McDaniel staying there. Josh McDaniels left, the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. He left, came to my Denver Broncos for a minute. I don't think he really got a fair shake and was forced out, but then went right back there. I was like, fuck all that. I mean, I wonder, is he waiting Belichick out? Is it? Yeah, he must be. He must. But you know what, man? Hey, if anything, the whole Tom Brady, you know, signing with the Buccaneers, it's entertaining right now. And that's exactly what we need right now is entertainment. Good morning. With everything going on. And you got to wonder, too, how's that going to work for Jameis Winston? Is he going to be the backup? I mean, he just had that fancy eye surgery. Apparently, he was going to not be, you know, throwing picks. He's the guy that went 30 for 30. What if I told you that? A crab leg stealing quarterback would throw 30 touchdowns and throw 30 picks. What if I told you that? Maybe I could be the guy. What if I told you that? He got his eyes fixed and he thought he was going to have a banner year only to see Tom Brady take over his job. Dude, I mean, I'll tell you what, Evans and Godwin, them dudes are going to be eaten. Or are they? What's the Patriots? I mean, what's the Bucks? What is their offensive line? Are they any good? I don't know. What's up, man? I couldn't tell you. Cam Newton got let go. I don't think he's been picked up yet. You got a feel for that dude. He ain't been right. He ain't been right since his Super Bowl MVP. He won the NFL MVP for the season, went to the Super Bowl, got fucked up, got butt fucked in the Super Bowl by the Broncos. My Denver Broncos. Stuck it to him like Billy White Shoes. And that was that. He ain't never been the same. He's just pissed off, truculent, malcontent, you know, showing to the press conferences with them costumes every week. Didn't even really play last year. And I think, I don't know if it's true, did Teddy Bridgewater sign with them? Good for him, because that guy had a catastrophic knee injury. He was with the Vikings. Took him a while to come back. Eventually, they let him go. I think he went had a couple stops. Those are the Saints. Calum comes in throughout the season, you know, and Drew Brees fucked up his thumb, which also fucked up my fantasy season. Backed him up. Looked good. People were like, why don't you stick with him? They didn't. And you got that other guy, that other quarterback that they got there that running around throwing the ball. That motherfucker thought he was going to be, it was going to be his time. Nope. Drew Brees, 2-year contract coming back. I think you've seen the best you're going to see of Drew Brees, though. But, you know, they might as well ride that horse for as long as they can. Yeah. So, Teddy Bridgewater. My fucking Broncos. I need to actually sit down and take a look at what's going on. I haven't really looked. I'm just seeing headlines because I've been fucking working. That's why. But, we told Flacco to beat it. Now we're going this way. We tell Flacco to fucking beat it, which, thank you. Guy was trash, okay? And I look, and we've picked up Melvin Gordon on a 2-year deal. To which people are like, why did he do that? You already got Philip Lindsay. Philip Lindsay, amazing story. Undrafted free agent that makes it to the Pro Bowl. Like 2 years ago, he was the bright spot on the Denver Broncos. This year, he wasn't sneaking up on anybody. So I personally think good idea. Because there is no one back team, one back system anymore. Get us another thoroughbred. Look what the fucking 49ers did. They had three backs. That Moister guy had been on 11 teams. And then, what is it? The NFC Championship game goes off running for 200 and something yards. Didn't do so much in the Super Bowl, but hey, that was some coaching decisions right there. That's all you can say about that. Philip Rivers signs with the Colts, which you're like, damn. Jacoby Brissett's like, well, goddamn, man. You just shit on a 2-year contract. And Andrew Luck just unceremoniously retires at the beginning of the season. So they're scrambling. They lock in Jacoby Brissett, who was decent. But now Philip Rivers is going to be there throwing those shot puts, those knuckleballs. For some reason, I don't mind that move. I don't mind that move. And that's why a lot of people thought that Brady was going to be heading to the Chargers. Because you figure he even made a comment about, yeah, I've been an L.A. guy, you know. But the Chargers, I guess they told him to step off. Because who's there going to be this year? Is it Tyrod Taylor? Got the new stadium. They're opening with the Rams. Is it going to open? Makes sense if you want to sell some tickets to bring in a sideshow like, you know, TB12. But no. No. And speaking of the Rams, dude, they told Gurley, they released him. And you can't be surprised. I mean, that guy fell off. The season where they went to the Super Bowl, he had never been the same. Never. I think he came in the league, though, with like an arthritic knee or something. Something along those sorts or not lines. But, hey, I like the fact that he's got a healthy sense of humor about the situation. He puts his post up on when it broke that he was cut, put up on Twitter saying, damn, how you gonna get fired on your day off? Which means that guy's got a healthy look or perspective of himself, which I dig, and which will make me root for him. It will. What's the other big moves have we seen? Oh, Foles to the Bears, which means Jacksonville, Gardner Minshew III, it's all about him. The Mississippi mustache, is that what they call him? But it's all about him now. And Foles to the Bears, so basically it's official. Trubisky can kick rocks. He's fucking finished there. He's finished. Nobody, they don't want to fuck with him anymore. But he was in the same draft as Deshaun Watson, and reigning NFL MVP, Patrick Mahomes. Trubisky was second. Myles Garrett was number one. He's the defensive end for the Cleveland Browns. Mahomes was 10, and Deshaun Watson was 12. I wasn't sold on Watson. At first, he's just one of these dudes that runs around, didn't really make plays. Nah, that dude's a top shelf quarterback, which is the reason why I use the Houston Texans on in Madden. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I do that. What other free agent moves have there been? Yeah, here's another one. Can somebody explain to me what the fuck the Raiders are doing? I mean, I know, other than moving to Las Vegas, sidebar, if you don't think these times aren't strange, Las Vegas is closed. They shut Las Vegas down. If I said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. COVID-19, you a bad motherfucker, boy. Took down the mouse, NBA basketball, NFL, all sports. Disneyland, Universal, they took everybody down. Heavyweight champ of the world, COVID-19, son. But yeah, what the fuck are the Raiders doing? What are they doing? You bring in Mariota, who, okay, is he going to be a backup? Is Gruden trying to reclimate his career? Maybe that's what he's trying to do. Maybe he's going to try to turn him into Gannon. But Gannon was like a workman, like backup dude. Maybe that's what he's trying to do. I know this. he ain't 100% sold on Carr. That dude's a mental midget, football-wise. Ever since he got his leg broke, man, he's scared to get hit. He's in his own head. And then you bring in Jason Witten? Jason Witten? Can you explain that to me? Jason Witten. He of the Dallas Cowboys retires, tries to commentate. He's god awful. Leaves, goes back to the Cowboys. Back to the Cowboys. Year. And it's like, yeah, you know, it's no good. I'm going to go to the Raiders. To which I don't get why the Raiders would. I mean, maybe it's just going to be a blocking tight end. Yeah, they got that kid Waller. Dude from Hard Knocks. Motherfucker was like a drug addict and worked him way back. Dude, he should have been a Pro Bowler. I don't know if he was. I think he eventually ended up going. But yeah. Here's another one in the what the fuck are you doing lexicon of NFL moves. The Houston Texans trade, what was it, DeAndre Hopkins, their all-pro wide receiver, to the Arizona Cardinals for over-the-hill busted ass David Johnson and a ham sandwich. What the fuck was that move for? Maybe he had some draft picks over there, but when I look at that, my first inclination is that maybe Hopkins was going to be due a ton of money, or was going to expecting money, was going to hold out. But I did see some reports that I guess him and Bidwell or whatever the fuck that stupid head coach's name is, they didn't get along. But whatever it may be, that's a pretty boneheaded maneuver right there. I think that one's bigger than the Raider bonehead move. Yeah, it trumps the Raider move, but the Raiders are the Raiders, you know. The Raiders are the Raiders. We go deep. We go vertical. That's my Al Davis. Kind of sounds like, is it Yosemite Sam? Or, I don't know. Bidi, 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 bidi. That's all, folks. So just took a quick little gander at what's going on in free agents. Well, it looks like Emmanuel Sanders has gone to the Saints. 2-year deal, $16 million. I guess he's like, you know what? I don't think this 49er thing's going to work. But he's probably like, fuck this place, dude. They don't throw the ball enough. They ain't trying to let Jimmy G throw that ball. Whatever, man. That dude's getting paid, man. He's making moves and getting paid. Good for him. And it looks like Todd Gurley has landed with the Atlanta Falcons. Because they told their running back to beat it. I mean, that's probably the most he was going to get. Hopefully that's all guaranteed. Seed that money, sir. You better seed that money. When I scan through the rest of the maneuvers, nothing else really stands out for me to interest me, so why should it interest you? All I can say now is, hey, stay safe out there, guys. Embrace the social distancing thing, because I think long-term this is going to help our country and maybe the world, the society as a whole, to get by this thing. And on another note, I'd love to be quarantined for 14 days. You know how much creative shit I'd be able to get done? Maybe not, because my family's quarantined with me. Me and my face needing something. Anyway, just kidding. I would or wouldn't. Thus is the crown of being a likable individual. I've said this before, man. Like, assholes have it pretty good. Unapologetic assholes. Nobody bothers you. Nobody expects anything from you because you're an asshole. They don't care and you don't care. It's a simple life. Yeah, but I can't. It's not the way I'm put together, man. Not the way I'm put together. Sarcastically speaking about stuff, but it was mostly sports here. Bye-bye.
Head Hunter, son.